KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, a quick rerun of some high school sports from the weekend on Saturday in high school wrestling. Atlantic Cam participating in the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont tournament, and they won all four of their matches. Atlantic Cam downing Centerville 72-6. Atlantic Cam over Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont 60-15. Atlantic Cam defeating Comanche 54-25. And it was Atlantic Cam over Waukee 59-24. Among the wrestlers for Atlantic Cam that won all four of their matches in that meet include Brendan Casey, Cruz Weaver, Ethan Fulman, Joe Weaver, Jackson Bell, and Caden Stutzman. Also at the meet at Lewis Central on the weekend, Lewis Central defeated Sioux City North 41-36. Lewis Central also losing twice to Urbandale 45-21 and to Blair, Nebraska 48-21. Logan Magnolia had a second place finish in a meet at Pierce, Nebraska on Saturday, and they've picked up some champions as well, as Sean Thompson at 126 pounds, Hagen Highstand at 138, Wyatt Rice at 145, Briar Rice at 152, and Gavin McGuire at 160, all picked up championships on the weekend. Also, Underwood Wrestling in the team meet at Creighton Prep on the weekend, and they've placed in fifth overall. They had two champions, 126 Stevie Barnes and at 132 Nick Stevens, both won titles for Underwood in that tournament. Also on Saturday, high school basketball play around the region. In girls' hoops, it was St. Albert edging Atlantic 65-64. Haley Rasmussen had a nice night for Atlantic, totaling 25 points. Allie Petrie, though, had the decider. She had 31 points to lead the Saints, including the game-winning bucket with just 7 seconds left to play. Also, Denison defeated OABCIG 46-30. Indianola downing Lewis Central 55-43 in girls' hoops. In boys' hoops, OABCIG topping Denison 69-37 on Saturday. In men's college hoops, Shaquan Hemphill had 17 points to lead 5 Drake players in double figures, and the Bulldogs won their 12th straight game to open the season as they beat Southern Illinois 73-55. DJ Wilkins added 14 points for the Bulldogs. Roman Penn chipped in 11 as the Bulldogs go to 12-0 on the season. Northern Iowa was outscored 17-5 to close the opening half of play, and Evansville went on to claim a 70-64 win over the Panthers as the Aces swept their 2-game Missouri Valley Conference series with UNI. Here's UNI coach Ben Jacobson.
Evansville does a great job of running their stuff at both ends. You know, their organization is good at both ends of the floor. They stick to their stuff. They make very few mistakes. So a lot for us to learn from these two games, but disappointed that we didn't have a better edge to us to start game one, and that we didn't convert some layups to start game two and maybe get us off to a better start.
Austin Fife led the Panthers with 19 points, but slow starts plagued UNI in both of those games as the Panthers are now 1-3 in the Valley. Fifth-ranked Houston was able to rebound from its first loss of the season by beating a state rival. Quentin Grimes hit a go-ahead three-pointer to ignite a 10-0 run starting a second half in the Cougars' 74-60 win against previously undefeated SMU. Also in top 25 college hoops, Michigan stays unbeaten after Hunter Dickinson scored 15 of his 19 in the second half. 16th-ranked Wolverines picked up an 85-66 win over number 19 Northwestern. Liam Robbins had 27 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 block shots to help 21st-rated Minnesota coast to a 77-60 win over number 25 Ohio State. Northern Illinois has fired men's basketball coach Mark Montgomery after a 1-7 start. Montgomery had just 2 winning seasons since taking over in 2011 and led the Huskies to a 124-170 record. After going 18-13 last year, their lone victory this season was over Chicago State last month. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women raced out to a 35-10 lead at the end of the first quarter, and they rolled to a 107-68 win at Illinois. Here's Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluter.
35-10 on the road. That's pretty amazing. You know, we were 7-for-12 from three-point range, and you know, everybody was getting into it. It was a fun way to start. You know, on both ends, both offensively and defensively.
10 players scored as the Hawkeyes reserves got significant minutes in that contest. Number 19 Texas outscored the Iowa State women 24-16 in the third quarter and cruised to a 74-59 win over the Cyclones in Austin. Ashley Jones had 19 points as the Cyclones dropped to 6-4 overall.
It's a great opportunity, of course, just to be able to play and to be able to play at this level against such a great team. Right off a break, we needed to do a little more tonight, and we didn't, but we just have to learn from what we did today and get better and get ready for our next game.
Cyclones are off until next Sunday when they visit Texas Tech. Moving on to football, it was the biggest moment in Iowa State football history. The Cyclones took advantage of mistake-prone Oregon and thumped the Ducks 34-17 in the Fiesta Bowl over the weekend. That was ISU's first major bowl victory in its first appearance.
The reality of it is you measure a team by the whole model, and I think the whole model of what's just occurred here is really the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of this school.
That's Cyclone coach Matt Campbell. Iowa State finishes 9-3, only the second 9-win season in school history.
You know, I think really the holistic piece of what this team has done really from the beginning of the season to the end of the season is really powerful. You know, at a place like Iowa State where there's a lot of things that have never happened before have just occurred. So, you know, I've always said you measure a team by the whole. And I think the whole of what's just occurred is really, really special.
With many of the top players returning, the future looks bright. And quarterback Brock Purdy says he's not considering the NFL draft and will return for his senior season.
I think it just comes down to having, you know, the leadership that we have. You know, a lot of guys that are on our, like, leadership council and everything are returning. And so we're obviously going to keep going at it every single day moving forward. And so I'm really excited what's going to happen. And the bottom line is we'll have experience. And so when you have a team with a lot of experience, I think you can do a lot of things, and that's what we'll have next year.
Junior linebacker and Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year Mike Rose also plans to return. Well, the NFL playoff scenario is complete. The Tennessee Titans have won the AFC South, while the Cleveland Browns, Baltimore Ravens, and Indianapolis Colts have locked up wildcard spots in the conference. The Washington football team took the NFC East by finishing one game ahead of Dallas and New York. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Los Angeles Rams, and Chicago Bears will go to the NFC playoffs as wild cards. The Miami Dolphins, Arizona Cardinals, Giants, and Cowboys all missed out on playoff berths. On the last day of the season, Derrick Henry ran for a career-high 250 yards, and the Titans captured the AFC South title for the first time in 12 years with a 41-38 win over the Texans. Henry finished the regular season with a franchise record 2,027 yards, becoming the eighth player in NFL history to run for 2,000 yards in a season. The Browns are a playoff team for the first time since 2002, following a 24-22 win over the AFC North champion Steelers. The Ravens used a club record 404 yards rushing to clinch a playoff spot and hammer Cincinnati 38-3. Lamar Jackson threw three touchdown passes and became the first NFL quarterback to rush for more than 1,000 yards in two consecutive seasons. Jonathan Taylor rushed for a franchise record 253 yards and two scores as the Colts doubled up the Jaguars 28-14 to clinch an AFC playoff berth. Jacksonville lost its final 15 games, and they'll have the number one overall draft pick in April. Josh Allen and the Bills ended the Dolphins' bid for an AFC playoff berth with a 56-26 rout of Miami. Washington's Alex Smith threw two touchdown passes in a 20-14 division-clinching win at Philadelphia. Washington gets into the postseason with a 7-9 record. That means there are six teams that miss the playoffs that have a just as good or better record than Washington. Russell Wilson connected on two fourth-quarter touchdown passes to Tyler Lockett as the Seahawks rallied for their fourth straight win, 26-23 against the 49ers. The Buccaneers claimed the fifth seed in the NFC playoffs as Tom Brady threw for 399 yards and four touchdowns at a 44-27 thumping of the Falcons. The Bears snared an NFC playoff berth despite a 35-16 loss to the Packers. Chicago got in when the Cardinals lost to the Rams 18-7. The Saints wrapped up the number two seed in the NFC playoffs, picking off five passes and a 33-7 throttling of the Panthers. The Giants kept their NFC East title hopes alive for about 7 hours when they held off the Cowboys 23-19. Justin Herbert threw for 302 yards and accounted for four touchdowns as the Chargers whipped the shorthanded Chiefs 38-21. Kansas City already had wrapped up the number one seed in the AFC's lone first-round bye, so coach Andy Reid chose to rest over reps by sitting quarterback Patrick Mahomes, safety Tyrann Mathieu, and several of his best players. Cam Newton had three touchdown passes and caught another in the Patriots' 28-14 win over the Jets. Darren Walker caught Derek Carr's two-point conversion pass with 24 seconds left to send the 8-8 Raiders past the Broncos 32-31. And Kirk Cousins threw for 405 yards and three touchdowns, guiding the Vikings offense in a 37-35 win over the Lions. The playoffs begin on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.